Week 16, Tuesday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. A mighty God is the Lord. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs, let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A mighty God is the Lord. Come, let us adore him. O God of truth and Lord of power, whose word thou callest to things assigns, whose splendour lights the morning hour, whose fiery sun at noonday shines, within us quench the flames of strife, the harmful heat of passions quell, give health of body to our life, and give true peace of soul as well. In this most loving Father hear, and Christ, co-equal Son, our prayer, with Holy Ghost, one Trinity, you reign for all eternity. Let my cry come to you, Lord, do not hide your face from me. Psalm 101. O Lord, listen to my prayer, and let my cry for help reach you. Do not hide your face from me in the day of my distress. Turn your ear towards me, and answer me quickly when I call. For my days are vanishing like smoke, my bones burn away like a fire, my heart is withered like the grass, I forget to eat my bread. I cry with all my strength, and my skin clings to my bones. I have become like a pelican in the wilderness, like an owl in desolate places. I lie awake and I moan, like some lonely bird on a roof. All day long my foes revile me, those who hate me use my name as a curse. The bread I eat is ashes, my drink is mingled with tears. In your anger, Lord, and your fury, you have lifted me up and thrown me down. My days are like a passing shadow, and I wither away like the grass. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let my cry come to you, Lord. Do not hide your face from me. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. Psalm 101 continued. But you, O Lord, will endure for ever, and your name from age to age. You will arise and have mercy on Sion, for this is the time to have mercy. Yes, the time appointed has come, for your servants love her very stones, are moved with pity even for her dust. The nations shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the earth's kings your glory. When the Lord shall build up Sion again, and appear in all his glory. Then he will turn to the prayers of the helpless, he will not despise their prayers. Let this be written for ages to come, that a people yet unborn may praise the Lord. For the Lord leaned down from his sanctuary on high, he looked down from heaven to the earth, that he might hear the groans of the prisoners, and free those condemned to die. The sons of your servants shall dwell untroubled, and their race shall endure for ever, that the name of the Lord may be proclaimed in Sion, and his praise in the heart of Jerusalem, when peoples and kingdoms are gathered together to pay their homage to the Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Turn, Lord, to the prayers of the helpless. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Psalm 101 concluded. He has broken my strength in mid-course. He has shortened the days of my life. I say to God, do not take me away before my days are complete, you whose days last from age to age. Long ago you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like a garment. You will change them like clothes that are changed, but you neither change nor have an end. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You founded the earth, Lord, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Give heed, my people, to my teaching. Turn your ears to the words of my mouth. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 2. When I arrived in Troas to preach the good news about Christ, I found that the Lord had opened the way for the work there. But I was deeply worried because I could not find our brother Titus. So I said goodbye to the people there and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, for in union with Christ we are always led by God as prisoners in Christ's victory procession. God uses us to make the knowledge about Christ spread everywhere like a sweet smell. For we are like a sweet-smelling incense offered by Christ to God, which spreads among those who are being saved and those who are being lost. For those who are being lost, it is a deadly stench that kills. For those who are being saved, it is a fragrance that brings life. Who, then, is capable of such a task? We are not like so many others who handles God's message as if it were cheap merchandise, but because God has sent us, we speak with sincerity in his presence as servants of Christ. Does this sound as if we are again boasting about ourselves? Could it be that, like some other people, we need letters of recommendation to you or from you? You yourselves are the letter we have, written on our hearts, for everyone to know and read. It is clear that Christ himself wrote this letter and sent it by us. It is written not with ink on stone tablets, but on human hearts, with the Spirit of the living God. We say this because we have confidence in God through Christ. There is nothing in us that allows us to claim that we are capable of doing this work. The capacity we have comes from God. It is He who made us capable of serving the new covenant, which consists not of a written law, but of the Spirit. The written law brings death, but the Spirit gives life. Responsory from 2 Corinthians. Through Christ we have confidence in God, and through Christ we have been made capable of serving the new covenant, which consists not of a written law, but of the Spirit. There is nothing in us which can justify a claim that we are capable of doing this work. What capacity we have comes from God. And through Christ we have been made capable of serving the new covenant, which consists not of a written law, but of the Spirit. A reading from the letter of St. Ignatius of Antioch to the Magnesians. Do not let us be blind to his goodness, then. If we were ever to imitate the way we ourselves behave, it would be all over with us. Now that we have become pupils of his, let us learn to live like Christians. To profess any other name but that is to be lost to God. So lay aside the old good-for-nothing leaven, now grown stale and sour, and change to the new, which is Jesus Christ. Have yourselves salted in him, and then there will be no scent of corruption about any of you. For it is by your odour that you will be proved. To profess Jesus Christ while continuing to follow Jewish customs is an absurdity. The Christian faith does not look to Judaism, but Judaism looks to Christianity, in which every other race and tongue that confesses a belief in God has now been comprehended. In pointing these things out to you, my brothers, it is not that I know of any of you being actually affected in this way. It is simply that I am anxious, in all humility, to warn you in good time of the pitfalls of this shallow teaching. I want you to be unshakenly convinced of the birth, the passion, and the resurrection, which were the true and indisputable experiences of Jesus Christ, our hope, in the days of Pontius Pilate's governorship. God grant that none of you may ever be turned aside from that hope. My desire is to enjoy every happiness in you, that is, if I am worthy of it. For even though I have chains to wear, and you have none, I am still unfit to bear comparison with any one of you. For you, as I know so well, are wholly free from pride, having Jesus Christ within you. And I am aware that any praise from me only makes you more distrustful of yourselves, even as, in the word of Scripture, the righteous man is his own accuser. Do your utmost to stand firm in the precepts of the Lord and the apostles, so that everything you do, worldly or spiritual, may go prosperously from beginning to end in faith and love, in the Son and the Father and the Spirit, together with your most reverend bishop and that beautifully woven spiritual chaplet, your clergy and the godly-minded deacons. Be as submissive to the bishop and to one another as Jesus Christ was to his Father, and as the apostles were to Christ and the Father, so that there may be complete unity in the flesh as well as in the spirit. Knowing how amply filled with God you are, I have been brief in these exhortations. Remember me in your prayers, so that I may win my way to God. And remember the church in Syria, too, of which I am an unworthy member. I beg for your united prayers and love in God, so that our Syrian church may be refreshed with a sprinkling of dew from yours. The representatives of Ephesus send greeting to you from Smyrna here, where I am writing this. Like yourselves, they are here for the glory of God, and they have been a comfort to me in every way. So too has Polycarp, the Smyrnian bishop. The other churches add their own greetings as well, for the honour of Jesus Christ. Farewell. See that there is a godly unity among you, and a spirit that is above all divisions. For this is Jesus Christ. Responsory from Ephesians 3. God grant that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Then, being rooted and grounded in love, you will be filled with all the fullness of God. Live in Christ, rooted in him, built upon him, and established firmly in the faith. Then, being rooted and grounded in love, you will be filled with all the fullness of God. Let us pray. Be gracious, Lord, to all who serve you, and in your kindness increase your gifts of grace within us, so that fervent in faith, hope, and love, we may be ever on the watch and persevere in doing what you command. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.